Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
No surprise, the hashtag Fire and Fury is trending on social media, and the book, Michael Wolff's Look at the Trump White House, is number one on Amazon. It was released today, 4 days early, after the president threatened to block its publication. But social media is getting a workout on other stories as well this week. Joining us for our weekly look, Femi Okeh, host of Al Jazeera's The Stream. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Robin. Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, that's right. We haven't spoken to you. Happy New Year. Well, it's starting off with a bang with this book. It paints a White House in disarray. President Trump says it's phony. He's divorcing Steve Bannon, his former advisor. What are people saying?
4.5 stars on Amazon, currently the Amazon bestseller. That happened in just a few hours. It was released on Friday in the early hours of the morning. So I looked at some of the reviews that were getting lots of likes. Smooth Sluggo says, reading this book is like being forced to eat an entire 5-gallon carton of ice cream in one sitting. It is yummy and you don't want to stop. And then you do want to stop, but you can't. This book ropes you in. And then another review from May Out West. She says, you thought it was bad. It is worse than that. It is like reading People magazine at the dentist's office. You hate it, but you can't stop. And there's nothing else going on around you that's nearly as fascinating. A lot of people talking about how it's very interesting from a political point of view, regardless of what side of the aisle you are on. And these reviews are coming in live. So if you go to Amazon.com, you look for the book title, you look for the reviews. People are reading and posting as they are reading it.
Well, and, you know, Trump supporters will probably love to hear that, you know, part about People magazine, because that's what they're saying, that it's just trash, that it, well, not that People magazine is trash, but it's just gossipy trash and not important, but more and more getting their hands on it, so we'll see. But the book almost blew out the other big story yesterday, the storm that hit the East Coast. Everyone repeat after me, it had bombogenesis, it's a low jet stream, produced quickly dropping air pressure, an explosion of snow and wind.
Look at you showing off.
And as social media users have been sharing its aftermath with the hashtag bombogenesis. What are you seeing?
And also bomb cyclone and bomb cyclone 2018. Lots of hardcore weather people actually sharing stories and pictures, but they are sharing meteorological pictures. Dakota Smith, who is a climate risk researcher, says these types of storms are the ones that inspired many weather weenies, me included, to become full-fledged meteorologists. We continue to watch in awe. And a meteorologist, Becky DePodwin, says the satellite image that I can see right now, and this was just before the storm, really went right up the northeast coast of the US. She calls it drool worthy. Some beautiful pictures out there. Actually, the pictures are much better than the memes.
Well, I got to say, my favorite tweet, I just retweeted it at Here Now Robin.
Yeah.
It's a dog carrying his sled up and down the hill so that he can go sledding.
It's very cute. I've seen it.
Of course, yeah. You can tell it's Friday. Look, we got to close with an unsettling story. YouTube star Logan Paul, yes, he makes millions every year on YouTube, says he's going to take time to reflect after sharing that video. It's a gorgeous forest in Japan that's a tourist attraction. It's known as the home of the ghosts of the dead, which is why it's also called a suicide forest, because people do take their lives there. And Logan Paul came across a hanging body. He posted a video, hey, my first suicide, you know, outraged people. Earlier this week, he said he was sorry in a video posted on his account. Let's listen.
I want to apologize to anyone who's seen the video. I want to apologize to anyone who has been affected or touched by mental illness or depression or suicide. But most importantly, I want to apologize to the victim and his family.
What are people saying, Femi?
Oh, goodness me. The one true nobody says, good, you need to take time out. I sincerely hope you come back from it a better person, because Logan Paul right now says he's going to take time out from his video logging and he will be back later. I will see you soon. OJ Player Essence recommends on Twitter, you need to go back to Japan, find that dead man's family you jokingly displayed to 6 million plus people, attend his funeral and apologize to the family. So not really taking that apology seriously. And then Joey Grassefa says this on Twitter, and I think it's what a lot of people on social media are thinking about this self-made YouTube star. If you're wondering how to grow your audience on YouTube, all you need to do is post a disgusting video, apologize for it, and YouTube will reward you by trending your content. I love where the platform is headed.
Yeah, well,
YouTube has actually said that Logan Paul broke some of their rules for YouTube posting. Well, they did admonish him.
We should point out Joey is a YouTube personality, so he's part of it. Yeah. Femi Okeh, host of Al Jazeera's The Stream. On that note, thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.